of course, all of this comes as major medical experts are kind of diverging in regards to the timeline and case counts in months to come. We've heard IHME's models basically shows the peak already have happened, whereas Dr. Gottlieb, former FDA commissioner and Pfizer board member, has stressed that it might not be over, particularly for the Northeast, in terms of this peak we're seeing play out. And for more on how it's all play out right now, or how it is happening across the U.S., I want to bring on Dr. Sharif Elnahal, University Hospital CEO, joins us here, as well as the former Department of Health New Jersey commissioner there. And Dr. Elnahal, appreciate you coming back on here. I mean, when we look at it, as you were saying in break, kind of a sliding scale depending on when people got their last dose of the vaccine. So talk to me about what you're seeing right now, and how do you think this peak could go?
Well, thank you so much for having me. So first of all, I think it's important to recognize that the denominator, the total group of people in the country who are susceptible to COVID-19, seems to be changing every day. And that has a lot to do with waning immunity, either from the second dose of a two-dose regimen that is now more than 6 months, 8 months out, especially for healthcare workers, or folks who got infected naturally, assumed they were immune, have chosen to not get vaccinated, and now they're susceptible because their immunity has waned. And so I think if you add that to the total number of still unvaccinated people overall, you still have a lot of folks throughout the country who are susceptible. And I agree with Dr. Gottlieb's assessment that the Northeast really hasn't been hit yet by the Delta wave. I think the vaccination rate in this area, in particular our area here in Newark and in New Jersey, was high enough to avoid that initial surge of infections here. But knowing, again, that immunity wanes, and we keep talking about boosters and how important they are for getting folks' immunity recalibrated to protect against COVID-19, we may see that increase in the coming weeks. And in fact, we're expecting and projecting our hospitalizations to go up significantly here in New Jersey.
On the issue of waning immunity, I'm thinking back to conversations several months ago where we heard, you know, with hospitals nationally, it really was about those who were not vaccinated who were being admitted. It was well over 90%. How have you seen that dynamic change over the last month or so? And what does it tell you about the urgent need of boosters as you see more and more vaccinated people being admitted for breakthrough infections?
Well, the first thing I'll say is that it's still overwhelmingly the case that the vast majority of people who are being admitted to our hospital, and I think hospitalizations more generally, are people who've never gotten the vaccine. So the unvaccinated population is by far the most susceptible clinically if they get this disease, and much more likely to spread this disease among other unvaccinated people. So it's important to emphasize that. However, we are seeing a lot more breakthrough infections, and we're seeing more people being admitted to the hospital concerningly with breakthrough infections. And of course, those folks tend to be people who are overall less healthy, people who have chronic conditions, people who are overweight, have cardiac conditions. That panoply of issues is still what defines folks who are most susceptible to COVID. And that's concerning because we can only expect the number of breakthrough infections and breakthrough hospitalizations to go up as we get more and more distant from that second dose of vaccination as we proceed forward. And so I think the approval of boosters, at least for Pfizer, can't come soon enough. I really do hope that anybody can get vaccinated with a third dose of Pfizer, even if they didn't get the initial two doses. Mm-hmm. With that vaccine, it remains to be seen how that's going to be reviewed by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices and by the FDA. But if we only have Pfizer, we're talking about a little less than half of the population who's been vaccinated that will be eligible for that booster. And I'm concerned as we proceed into the fall, when school's starting, when people are returning to work more often, until we get vaccination mandates become much more prevalent in the workplace, we'll have a lot more people interacting and becoming susceptible to the virus.
Yeah, that's a very good point, especially when you consider that kids still haven't been approved for vaccine use yet either. So if you have everyone coming back to school and you have that key element you're talking about, maybe vaccines who were administered earlier in the year starting to wane, those mandates do become important, as do getting boosters. And you talk about mandates, even in your own hospital, you were at, 55% or so? You saw that nearly double when you mandated it. So talk to me about the importance of that, but then also what maybe boosters being mandated might look like if everyone's on their own kind of timeline.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing I'll say about our experience is that our mandate was, I think, extraordinarily successful. We went from 55% to now well over 93% of our employees who come to work on campus every day who are vaccinated. We also didn't have to let go very many people at all in terms of the final process, disciplinary process. In fact, a lot of people chose to get the shot during the disciplinary process because we knew that would be the normal course with our unions and how we proceed with that. And folks, a lot of folks did get convinced at the very end. And so I think for employers who are concerned or have a lot of fear about losing a lot of employees, that was not our experience at all. In fact, we retained the vast majority of our workforce. And we absolutely need to do that as a hospital. The risks of us being understaffed have a lot to do with the quality of care we provide. And so that was something I was very concerned about. But really important to mention that our mandate was successful. The experiences of most who have imposed mandates is very successful. So I would encourage employers overall to strongly consider this. It will protect your employees. It will protect the people you serve if you're in the service business. And it will get the country vaccinated and protect all of us better and better when more people are vaccinated.
Doctor, we're now just about 8 months into the broad rollout of the vaccine. What more do we know about the side effects from these vaccines? And ultimately, how do you think that's going to dictate who gets the booster first, the broader timeline for the boosters?
Well, I think the scientific and clinical concern about things like the dosing of boosters, as Anjali mentioned, things like when you get the booster, have to do with this phenomenon of inflammation that you see, particularly in younger, healthier people. Again, in very rare cases, but you still see folks getting some inflammatory conditions. There's a lot of discussion about myocarditis. That's something of concern. It's something you have to calibrate the dose and regimen against. And so I think the advisory committee is going to be looking this very closely when they talk about ultimately approving a Pfizer third dose. And Moderna probably has internal data that shows the risks of inflammation are higher with that 100 dose compared to the 50. And so I think these are good questions that need to be asked and responded to. However, it should be understood that even among younger people, the risks of inflammation that is concerning clinically of any kind is still extraordinarily low. And so I think you have to plan for and protect against rare events, but also understand the upside of getting people's immunity recalibrated against this virus because Delta is not done. And I think it does have room to grow in the Northeast, as we talked about, and other areas of the country that haven't seen the surge yet.
Yeah, definitely not done. And I think it's been, you know, a few months since we've seen kind of the positioning shift around Delta and the idea that summer was going to be here and everything was going to go back to normal. Clearly not the case the more and more we talk about boosters here. But Dr. Sharif El-Nehal, University Hospital CEO, as well as the former New Jersey Department of Health Commissioner, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today. Be well. And thanks again for the time.